Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big, get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Hi, I am Melissa Glipsky. I'm the founder of Nod Foods, and I currently live in Los Angeles, California.
Awesome. So can you just tell us more about your business, like what exactly you do and how you got the idea for it?
Yeah, Nod Foods has been around for about 5 years. I originally got the idea because I've been dairy-free for, 15 years now. And I used to travel a lot. I couldn't find products that kind of met my dietary needs, and especially one in particular was a creamer. So I developed my own powdered oat creamer. I had the very first powdered oat creamer on the market, and that is what launched Nod Foods. And Nod is short for no dairy. So our commitment has always been to dairy-free, plant-based products. Recently launched our newest product, which are functional overnight oats, to really support and nourish travelers on any adventure they go on. So you always have a nice meal, to nourish your day.
Awesome. So like you essentially created this product for yourself. And I guess like I'm always curious, right? Like it's one thing to, build something for yourself in the kitchen, but it's a whole different thing to go and start a business. So what made you want to go and pursue this business?
I honestly don't remember what was the decision. Oh, I should turn this into a business. But I think I just really saw a kind of an open space where no one was filling this need. And so, and it was a very niche product, but I just saw the only products on the market at the time were Coffee Mate and like very old products from the 50s that were mostly made with chemicals. There weren't any healthy options. And so I felt that there might be an opportunity to create one and actually make a business successful in that space.
That's awesome. So I guess in terms of your business today, right, like what does it look like? Is it mostly retail, Amazon, D2C, food service? Where is most of your business?
So we're in a bit of a transition at the moment. If you go on our website, we aren't selling the creamers anymore. So we did a rebrand. We transitioned to more functional products with the overnight oats. So right now we're D2C on our website. We'll be launching on Amazon soon. And then shortly after that, we'll be launching into some small retailers.
So is your strategy to stay kind of more regional in California, or do you want to be like, I guess obviously like everything takes time, but I guess like, first priority is more like local, or what does that look like for you?
Yeah. I mean, everything, there's a plan. Everything takes time to ramp up. Definitely focusing on direct to consumer and really, I created this product for traveling. So really going after the travel market and kind of selling that product to support their journey. So that is direct to consumer, staying local for them to start and then expand.
Awesome. So in terms of D2C, right, and like getting like the word out there can always be challenging. So do you run ads, or I guess like how do you get in front of your customers in 2024?
Yeah, great question. Still learning, but we're definitely a bootstrap brand, and it's literally just me doing every aspect of the business. I did the branding, the website, product formulation, literally everything I've done myself. Not to say that's the best path, but that is what I did with limited funds. But our current, so we're starting at, we just launched like 3 weeks ago. So
okay.
We're starting to build up the ads, but ads are expensive. So I'm also exploring other avenues to kind of create that social media content strategy. I've started TikTok, which we haven't been on before. So I am doing a deep dive into all things marketing and really ways to help grow a business.
That's exciting. I mean, for sure in 2024, you have lots of different options. So In terms of your social media channels, is it more so you putting out the content yourself, or do you have maybe creators or friends in the space that are putting out content? What does that look like for you?
Right now, it's me creating everything. But that being said, I am looking into influencer strategies and I do reach out to friends like, hey, here's some product. Can you take some photos for me? But yeah, I mean, it's been a learning curve, but I'm starting to get more comfortable with it and have a lot of super fun ideas to create some TikTok videos. So hopefully those will be up soon.
That's awesome. So obviously, like you mentioned earlier, right, that you create this product for yourself, people who are dairy free, who are on the go. Are there any other customer profiles that, you know, sort of surprise you, that you notice people who are resonating with your products as well?
I mean, I did a lot of research ahead of time, so there hasn't been a lot of surprise in terms of different customer segments I wasn't expecting. But I think with that, it's been exciting to see that there is alignment with the research I did and the customers I'm getting. But a lot of it is people who are health focused. They kind of want those functional oats for traveling, for adventuring, to really feel good on their trip. Or they have dietary restrictions or specific diets they're on, diet choices. So
are you thinking about maybe getting your product in like airports, for example?
In where?
Airport stores. Like
oh, yes. That is actually one of my goals, the airport convenience stores. That is definitely one of my goals for NAD or any travel type store, maybe an REI, that type of stuff.
So what would you say is like the biggest challenge that you face right now in the business?
I think it's brand awareness with limited funds. I mean, if you have thousands and thousands of dollars to spend on ads, it's way easier to get that brand awareness and grow that way. If you don't have the funds to spend on ads, it's difficult. So I think that's my biggest issue right now is just getting brand awareness and growing.
Just like being scrappy and getting in front of as many people as possible.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, or I guess even like top priorities, like what are you like really focused on right now?
Top priorities is really growing our online channels, growing on Amazon. And then I think if we can get into one or two of the airport convenience stores in all the locations and some retailers, that would be amazing by the end of 2024. Awesome.
So nowadays, many brands are using technology like AI in their business. So do you currently use any AI? And if not, where do you think that maybe it could add value for your business, if at all?
I honestly use AI a lot. It, for me personally, has been a lifesaver. I have never been much of a word person. I mean, my background's in engineering. One of the reasons I chose engineering school is because I was not required to take any English classes. So writing has always been a struggle for me. And with limited funds, I mean, I'd love to be able to hire a copywriter, but I just can't afford it at the moment. And that's where AI has been such a lifesaver. And it's really gotten me over so many hurdles that I had in the past before ChatGPT came out. So yeah, I love it. I'm a full supporter of it. And yeah.
Awesome. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
I have a lot of lessons learned, and it's interesting because it's all advice I heard when I started the business, but for some reason, I wasn't in a place to actually receive it or accept the advice. And it was more this is advice that you have to painfully learn as you start a business. But for me, really understanding the value of marketing. As a product person, I'm a product manager by full-time or daytime. I love products. I love making good product that adds value. And although marketing was always in the back of my mind, I worked with marketers a lot. My sole focus has been on product and making good product. So it was a lesson learned to really understand that once the product's made, I can't keep like focusing on the product. I have to transition to the other hat of marketing and sales and really growing the business that way instead of focusing solely on product. Because still it's, oh, there's issues, let's just make the product better. And I have to kind of transition that train of thought to what other marketing strategies, is there new campaigns I can create instead of just, oh, let's scrap the product and start over.
For sure. Yeah, I mean,
if
I think
that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, like, marketing's super important, but I feel like also like having a good product is probably even more important, because ultimately it's like, if you have a good product, it's easier to sell it, right? It's easier to market it, you know, and especially
for,
like,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. But it's kind of the old saying, if you build it, they will come. If you build it, they will not come.
Right, like, exactly. Yeah, you have to combine.
You have to have a good product, especially for a food business.
Right.
I mean, once people taste it, it either tastes good to them or it doesn't. They're not going to keep buying it if it tastes bad. So you 100% need the product to taste well. And if it's a functional product, it has to provide that function. But after that, there's the whole other aspect inside to growing a business.
For sure. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess best ways to get in contact.
Best way to get in contact is nodfoods.com or on Instagram, nodfoods. I am, like I said, the person doing everything. So if you message on Instagram, I'm the one responding, or hello@nodfoods.com.
Awesome. Well, Melissa, we're rooting for you, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Dan. It was really great talking with you.
Likewise. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.